A military jury in North Carolina has sentenced Sergeant Hassan Akbar to death. Akbar was convicted of premeditated murder in connection with a 2003 attack on his fellow members of the 101st Airborne Division. Akbar killed two officers and wounded 14 other people when he lobbed grenades and fired a rifle into tents where they were sleeping in the Kuwaiti desert. NPR's Adam Hochberg is at Fort Bragg. Adam, this is the first time since 1966 that a serviceman has been sentenced to death. What was it about this case that led to the ultimate punishment?
Well, this is a rare case in which a soldier attacked members of his own unit in a time of war, and that's something that hasn't happened since the Vietnam era. And to give you some context on the attack, it happened in the very early days of the Iraq War in Kuwait, just as the 101st Airborne Division was preparing to go to battle. And suddenly, on a March night in the Kuwaiti desert, they found themselves under attack, and it turned out to be not an attack by the enemy, but by one of their own men. And the jury here, which is made up of other soldiers, obviously took that kind of crime very seriously. One of the things prosecutors here said repeatedly is that the Army likes to think of itself as a band of brothers and where a place where all soldiers can trust each other. And the jury may have seen this as an attack that not only killed two officers, but also undermined that sense of trust.
Now, Sergeant Akbar, hoping to save his life, addressed the jury himself. What was that like?
Well, he spoke very briefly, just a few sentences, and he spoke very quietly. Even people sitting in the first row of the courtroom had to cup their ears to try to make out what he was trying to say. He apologized for the attack. He asked for forgiveness. And he also said that he attacked because he felt his life was in jeopardy. He didn't explain what he meant by that. But earlier in the trial, his lawyers had been arguing that Akbar had been the subject of taunting and slurs from other soldiers because he's Muslim. They also argued that he was mentally ill and he suffered from paranoia, so they were trying to build the case that even if the other soldiers didn't mean to hurt Akbar, he interpreted those taunts and those remarks as threats to his life.
How did the prosecution respond to that claim of mental illness on Akbar's
They just flat out said that it wasn't true. They said the attack was well planned, well thought out. They showed the jury excerpts from Akbar's diary where he had been writing about the attack for a month before it happened. They cast Akbar as an intelligent person and as an ideologue. They said his goal was nothing short of destroying the United States. They called him a hate-filled murderer, and they say he considered himself a Muslim first and an American second if he considered himself an American at all.
What happens now?
Well, the case will be appealed, as all death sentences are in military court, and the appeal process will likely be a long process. The military hasn't carried out an execution since 1961, and everybody on military death row now has been there at least 9 years, and before Sergeant Akbar or any of the other five people on the military death row could be executed, they would have to appeal and the president would have to sign off on it.
It's NPR's Adam Hochberg at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, at the sentencing of Army Sergeant Hassan Akbar. Adam, thanks a lot.
Thank you.